Well, here's a question. Would you have boycotted an invitation to the wedding of Will and Kate? Of course, we're talking about the royal wedding at Westminster Abbey earlier this year that joined Prince William and Catherine Middleton, now the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge. It was one of the most watched and most glamorous social events of the year. But did you know that one country has weddings all the time that almost put the nuptials of Will and Kate to shame? We're talking helicopters as gifts, movie stars paid to mingle as guests, luxury cars and private jets for the use of guests. We're talking about India, where over-the-top weddings are becoming the new normal. Here's a clip from the 2001 film Monsoon Wedding that talks about the pressure to spend on the big day.
I was a little tense.
Tense? What are you tense about? You're going shopping. I'm the one who should be tense.
Well, I'm doing it for our darling daughter, na? You saw how much they gave us? We can't look bad in front of our in-laws. Just let me go and do it, okay?
Well, Pimmiji goes shopping again.
And I'm telling you, it's going to cost us.
Well, those pressures in Monsoon Wedding are small potatoes by today's standards, where one wedding in 2011 included 15,000 guests. In another, the bride's family gifted the groom a helicopter. But now some government officials are saying it is all too much, and they are concerned that middle class and even poor people are putting themselves in debt in an effort to keep up. We had to know more, so we've called upon Ashish Abrol. He is founder of BigIndianWedding.com, which he says is India's most visited wedding planning portal. His website connects brides and grooms to wedding services and follows trends in the Indian wedding industry. And Ashish Abrol joins us now on the phone from New Delhi. Welcome. Thanks for joining us.
I'm glad to be on the show, Michelle.
So how did you get the idea for this service?
You know, I was in the U.S. for about 9 years, and I wanted to come back to India, and I had this idea of running an internet company. And I scanned the market a little bit in India to figure out where there might be an opportunity for us to sort of play in as far as an internet business is concerned. And I looked at the market, and weddings just came out as the most obvious choice for us to go for. The market in India is large. It's about an $11 billion market, which probably is the second or third largest market in the world.
Could you just give us a sense of what are some of the most over-the-top things that you've provided for a wedding, or that you've seen at an Indian wedding in recent years?
What we've been noticing is that people are not just spending on the number of guests that they invite to weddings, not just on the food that they showcase at their functions, but also the gifts that they give to guests that attend the weddings. People are giving gold coins, gold figurines. They spend anywhere between $200 to $500 per guest. As a return gift.
As a gift. So like that's the goodie bag, what we would call a goodie bag.
What you would call a goodie bag,
yeah.
Exactly. Which could be anywhere between 500 to 1,000 guests. So that's a lot of money.
And you're talking about the invitations apparently are particularly lavish as well.
Exactly. So that's the next thing I wanted to point out. I mean, people are spending a ton of money on creating this very unique invitation cards. One has to keep in mind that everything that people are doing is essentially to sort of stand out from the crowd. And if it takes money, that's not a deterrent for anybody.
How much would somebody spend on an invitation, on an expensive invitation? How much would that be?
Well, people are spending up to $250 for an invitation card.
For one? Wait, hold. $250 for one invitation?
That's exactly. I mean, $250 is what they're spending on one invitation card. And like I mentioned earlier, they could be up to 1,000 guests, because people who have the capacity to pay $250 for one invitation card also know a lot of people, because they tend to be more influential. They have a large gatherings that they have at these functions. So you're talking about $250,000 maybe just being spent on creating invitation cards.
One of the things I was curious about is, have large weddings always been the custom in India, or is this something new?
Wedding certainly is one of the largest events that an Indian family engages in, which is not completely untrue for other parts of the world, but I think in India it's a little bit more. There's a social premium that's attached to creating an extravaganza for their daughter or for their son, and it's sort of like a status presentation for their guests and family and friends. So that's what it used to be. But now what's happening is there's a lot of new wealth that's been created in the last, I would say, two decades. So the number of people, the sheer number of people who are participating in this sort of new extravaganza is much larger. Earlier, maybe you had 10 weddings like this in a season. Now you probably have 1,000 weddings like this in a season.
If you've just joined us, this is Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm speaking with Ashish Abrol. He's the founder of BigIndianWedding.com. He tells us it's India's most visited site for wedding planning. And we're talking about the very extravagant weddings that have become the vogue in India. And we're talking about why that is. You can understand that this is people of means. But often we find that the kinds of things that used to be just limited to the wealthy now become the things that people are not as wealthy want. It kind of ups the ante, if you want to call it that. So we find that, is it true that people are mortgaging their homes, that some people are, and that there's a concern now that there's this pressure to spend on weddings to sort of keep up, that some people are worried is causing some financial havoc?
Absolutely. And I think the government has made some noises about curtailing the number of guests that people can invite at a wedding, the food that can be served at a wedding. I think those are more populist measures. I mean, they are very difficult to implement and they're very difficult to execute. However, media has become very visible, obviously. There's 100 new channels that have come up in the last 4 or 5 years in India. People have become more literate, so they're consuming a lot more print and television. As a result of that, they're seeing all this, they're reading all this, and it certainly has an impact on a middle-class person to sort of want to ape what the rich are doing. And that does have some sort of social pressure, and that could create people ending up mortgaging homes, and that's happening. In smaller cities, that pressure is still there.
You know, we hear, though, that there was one wedding. Was this a member of parliament? It was also a lawmaker who had 15,000 people at the daughter's wedding?
You know, there's a wedding that was hosted in Hyderabad. These two brothers who got married to these two girls on the same day at the same time, and there were 15,000 guests at that wedding. The father of the two sons is an industrialist. He's not a politician. He's an industrialist.
Do you mind if I ask how many people were at your wedding?
We had about 600 people at our wedding.
Oh, just a modest little affair.
It's kind of modest by Indian standards, I would say.
600 people over, what, 3 days, four?
Well, the wedding day was 600 people, and then we had three functions that preceded the wedding. We had cocktail and then two traditional Indian functions, which were sort of smaller affairs. The cocktail was maybe 350 people, and then the others were a little smaller. By Indian standards, they were not up to the park, I would imagine.
Well, did you have an elephant, though? Did you come in on an elephant?
I came in on a horse, actually.
Oh, on a horse. A horse. That's almost American, you know. Well, I'm sure that you and your bride were fabulous.
Thank you. Thank you for reminding me of a great day.
Ashish Abrol is the founder of BigIndianWedding.com. That's India's most visited site for wedding planning. He was nice enough to join us on the phone from New Delhi. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Michelle, for having me.
That's our program for today. Tell Me More is produced by Ryan Brooks, Bridget DeShagas, Timbeat Ermias, Sanaj Meshkinpour, Veronica Miller, Emily Oxenschlager, Amitha Parasher, Lena Moses-Schmidt, and Amy Ta. Our intern this semester is John Ketchum. Welcome, John. Our editor is Kyle McKinnon. He had a hand this week from Corey Dade. Our directors are Arjun Hutchins and Monica Evstatieva. Our senior producer today is Rolando Arrieta. Our technical director is Brian Jarbo. He had a hand this week from Kevin Waite, Greg Gavin, and Vince Muse. Our theme music was composed by Underdog Entertainment with additional arrangements by Ian Honeyman. The supervising senior editor is Portia Robertson-Migas. The executive producer is Tashima Walker. And we want to welcome our newest station, KTXK, in Texarkana, Texas. We are thrilled to be telling you more every day. I'm Michelle Martin, and you've been listening to Tell Me More from NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. Let's talk more tomorrow.